This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A new national poll shows that teachers have more public support to decide what's taught in class. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
Two-thirds believe teachers should have a substantial say in what's taught, more than school boards, residents, and far more than lawmakers. Half of respondents approved of a four-day school week to save money. But St. Vrain Valley School District Superintendent Don Haddad says when you add up all the days off, kids are in school for only 6 months a year.
And when you take another day, that means they're basically in school for 5 months a year, while other countries are in school 9-10 months a year.
Nearly three quarters of Colorado school districts, mostly rural ones, have a four-day week to save money. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
A state senator is working on a bill to establish a statewide pass for public transit. Democrat Kevin Priola says the pass would work like ski passes that can be used at multiple resorts.
It'd be like a once-a-year pass that you would be able to purchase and know that if you got on a bus in Denver or a train in Pueblo or a bus in Durango, you're covered.
The bill could be introduced at next year's legislative session. In Golden, the city council is considering limits on new drive-through operations. Some council members say that could lead to cleaner air and better mobility for pedestrians and cyclists, according to the Denver Post. During the height of the pandemic, the city faced serious traffic issues when a Starbucks on a major road was so busy that drive-through lines spilled into the street. A piece of World War II history has arrived in Colorado. A chunk of steel from the battleship USS Arizona, which sank at Pearl Harbor, will be part of the Colorado Freedom Memorial in Aurora. The memorial's founder, Rick Crandall, said it's a way to honor the 41 Coloradans who died in the attack.
We can't bring those bodies back home, so we look for ways we can get them closer. Symbolically, by having the steel here, we in some sense bring them here.
The steel is from part of the ship that stayed above the water when most of it sank. In Denver, mostly sunny and mid-80s this afternoon. It'll be up in the 90s tomorrow. This is CPR News.